everyone, and welcome to episode 60 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm so excited because today I'm recording a solo episode. I know that you guys really enjoy the solo episodes, and I know that I don't do them as much as I definitely should, so I wanted to start May off with a solo episode. And today we're going to be talking about how to create an inbound marketing strategy for your freelance business. So we're going to talk about everything from marketing funnels to creating the content, and I am excited because we're going to talk about a variety of content like videos and blog posts and podcasts to give you guys a really good understanding of the kind of content you can create to promote your brand. So let's get started. So a few months ago, when I started the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast, one of the first episodes I created for you guys was about how inbound marketing and cold pitching relate to each other or don't relate to each other. It's basically a versus episode where I chatted about, you know, which one was better, if there was one that was better. And now that all of this coronavirus, COVID-19 stuff has been happening, a lot of people have been putting cold pitching on the back burner. And I know it's been harder for me to cold pitch, so I've been putting a lot of my time and energy and effort into inbound marketing. So here's the thing about inbound marketing, you guys, that you really need to understand. Inbound marketing is definitely not as effective at cold pitching at first. So I'm going to say that it can be really amazing and you can get a lot of great opportunities through cold pitching and inbound marketing. So I know, for instance, in inbound marketing, you know, earlier this year, I was able to connect with quite a few clients on just people who have seen my content and wanted to work with me. And that's amazing because it seems like I have to do less to get that. And, you know, they come to me and I have the kind of the upper hand. And it's amazing, but it also takes a long time to get there. So this doesn't happen overnight. You can't put up one blog post and expect that all of a sudden you'll get a flood of awesome and amazing opportunities, because that's not how inbound marketing works. But it is definitely something worth putting energy and effort into. You just have to be careful that you're not setting yourself up for failure or like disappointment because you put out one new blog post and you expect everyone to come like knocking down your door and excited to work with you, because it just won't happen that way. And so I really wanted to get that out of the way at first, because, you know, what I'm about to talk about takes time, it takes energy, and it takes consistency to show up every single, however you want to do it, and do it well. And so I am going to be talking about how, you know, this will lead to those sales and exactly how to do that, exactly how to create the content, create the strategy, and grow your business with inbound marketing. But I want to start off with that information because it is so important for people to understand that this is not a get rich quick scheme. Of all of the ones that, you know, all of the different marketing strategies that you can use, inbound marketing is something that's going to take a long time. But the great part about inbound marketing strategies and what they do for your business is they really give you a consistent amount of leads once you start creating the inbound marketing strategy. And that strategy is bringing you people who already know you, who already trust you and like you. So it'll also lead to better clients, because they already have that know, like, and trust factor, and they build that with you through the content you create. They are usually a lot less micromanaging and they're just better clients all around. So when you do put the time in there to do the content marketing strategy and really get it out there and the inbound marketing of it all, you're actually going to find a lot of really amazing clients from it, and you're going to find clients you really enjoy and love. So I do want to say that inbound marketing strategy is worth it for that, but I am telling you right off the bat, it's going to take some time. It's not going to be simple. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. Let's talk about what is inbound marketing. So inbound marketing is a connection that you're creating between a company that you would like to work with, or a writer or a person you would like to work with. It will come to your website and view your free valuable content. So you're putting out free content every single, however you're doing it. We'll talk about like the schedule in a little bit later on in the episode. So you're creating this free content. You're showing up on however basis. And this valuable content is creating people in your marketing funnel. So you're basically creating a marketing funnel. You're creating the start of it because you're basically giving yourself to more people. Like, you're putting yourself in front of more people through your marketing strategy. So inbound marketing getting us the start of a marketing funnel. And you do this by creating content. So this content can be a variety of things. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes about the types of content you can create. But basically, you're creating this free content that's valuable and helpful. People are coming across this content. They're enjoying the content. The content is helpful to them. And then they're like, okay, so I want to see what else this person can create. So they go to other website, other parts of your blog, and so, or other parts of your website. So they might go to your Hire Me page to see the kind of content you create there. Or they might check out another blog post. They might sign up for your email list. So basically, you're just building your funnel. So a funnel is important. A funnel is essentially this funnel of people that go through your site, go through your services, and eventually end up buying from you. So there are essentially, depending on the kind of website you view or the person you get your funnel from, different types of funnels. But the most basic funnel is just like a five-part funnel from awareness to advocacy. So awareness is where you're building awareness of your brand. So you're telling people, hey, I exist. I am out there. I am someone you could connect with. So this is where that inbound marketing strategy starts. You're bringing people into your world by letting them know you exist through the free content you create. So if they don't know you exist, they can't, you know, buy from you. So they have to be aware of you first. So after they're aware of you, they then start the consideration phase. So this is where a lot of people, between awareness and consideration, is where a lot of people fall off, because one, you don't want that many people to be, you know, a part of your brand. It's really impossible to serve everyone well. You can't serve everyone who's ever been aware of you, because that would take, you know, that would be too much work. So a lot of people fall off between awareness and consideration. They might be considering your product or considering joining your email list or considering you in some form or fashion, but then they fall off and they decide to go with someone else, or they decide to check out another person, different stuff like that. So after they've considered you, if they go to the next phase, that's conversion. So this is where usually you would probably want like a low-level product, especially if you're just like a course creator or something like that. But even if you're a freelancer, you probably want some kind of low-level product or low-level thing that they can convert on. So signing up for an email list, and maybe when they sign up for the email list, they get a upsell for like a $10 product that you offer them. So then that's kind of a conversion. They're not really converting into anything big. They're not buying a coaching package or a freelance writing package. They're just kind of converting, but they're not converting well. So then you pull them from conversion. You pull them kind of the loyalty state, where they're actually, you know, utilizing your services. They're buying a lot from you. They're buying something that's more robust. They're buying like a package. They're buying, you know, a coaching program or a freelance writing package. And that's really awesome. And then because they're loyal to you, they really enjoy you. They know, like, and trust you. You built that trust with them over time through the content and then serving them up with that little small offer. And now they trust you enough to spend a lot more money with you. So that's more of the loyalty. And then after that, you get advocacy. This is where someone has been very loyal to you for a while and they love you and they trust you enough to promote you to their friends, to their family, to other people who need your services. So this is where you get the people who are your biggest fans. They're loyal to you and they want to recommend you to other people. So that's advocacy. So that's that five-part simple funnel. So some funnels have a little bit more to them, like they're seven parts or they're longer. But that's the most basic funnel, is awareness, consideration, conversion, loyalty, and then advocacy. And I think that that's pretty much the good funnel. I know that there are other funnels that exist, but I think that most people would look at the five-part funnel and say, oh, that's enough funnel for me. So yeah. So I really think that that is the best funnel that's out there. So I think that's something you should consider as you're building your brand, especially if we were looking into inbound marketing. Okay, so what am I doing? What are the kinds of content I'm creating? All this good stuff. I'm trying to make people aware of me. I'm trying to make people consider me. I'm trying to make people convert and buy from me. And then I'm able to make them buy more from me. And then I'm trying to make them, you know, promote me and be my own promoters and like share with me. So I have to do less work. The inbound marketing that you do creates this personal brand. But like I said earlier, it's not as easy as cold pitching because you can't knock on doors per se. You just have to wait for people to come to you, which can be kind of icky feeling. It can feel like you aren't really doing what you can. So I would encourage you to not just do inbound marketing. I think inbound marketing is a great strategy, but it shouldn't be the only thing you're doing. I know that cold pitching is scary, especially right now because there's so much going on in the world and you don't know if people really want to hear from you, but you need to put food on the table. So one way or the other, someone's got to eat. So I think it is important to do a little bit of both. So now let's go into picking an inbound marketing strategy. So what do I mean by that? There are so many types of content that you can create. So that's the first thing you want to do. So what kind of content do you want to create? So I am a big lover of blog posts and podcasts, obviously, but I know that there are so many different types of podcasting and different things that you might want to do. Videos, email marketing, social media marketing, so much going on out there that it's not just about, you know, writing a post and, you know, podcasting and getting on here and talking. There are so many other types of content that you can create, and it really just depends on who you are, you know, what you feel like doing, how much work you feel like putting into it, like what is your like actual love doing. Like obviously I'm a writer, so for me blog posts were obvious when it came to like what kind of content marketing or inbound marketing strategy I wanted to do for Amanda Costco. I think that writing would be the best thing for me to do because it would show that I actually knew how to write. So when it came to creating content for my clients or creating content for Amanda Costco, I knew that I really wanted to focus on writing. But it really depends on who you are and what you do. And, you know, even a writer can get a lot of value from creating video, from creating a podcast, from, you know, social media marketing or sending emails out. Like, you don't have to write a blog. It really just depends on, like, what you can do and what you can do well. So if you would rather not write after you spend all day writing, then, you know, a podcast or a video would also be a very good type of content marketing or inbound marketing strategy that you can use. It's basically a vehicle for all of the ideas you have in your head and the content creation and the content you want to create. First and foremost, pick what you want to do. So obviously though, we'll talk about this later, it'll probably mix. You'll probably have to do a little bit of something else to kind of supplement because it's kind of like a feedback loop. You can't expect people to just find you. And so you really have to do a little bit of something else, probably to kind of supplement and bring awareness to your type of content that you want to create. So you have your main content and then you have like your supplementary content that kind of promotes the content you want to push. So you might have a blog and then you have like social media to support that, to bring people to your blog after you write a blog and release it. Like I post things on LinkedIn and Instagram and Twitter. And so that is just obviously, you know, social media marketing is not my main thing, but I do use social media to promote the different types of content that I create. So after you create a inbound marketing vehicle, essentially like how you want to create the content or what kind of content you want to create, you need to figure out the schedule. Because really, you don't need to do it like all the time. You just need to do it well. So how can people expect? What can people expect from you? And when can they expect it from you? It creates that personal brand again. And it gets people coming back for more. Because they know, oh, she posts every such and such. She posts every Thursday. She posts every Tuesday. Whatever that day is, they'll come to expect it. And they can come back every Tuesday or every Thursday or whatever you do and see you. So this can be daily, weekly, monthly. I would try to do it at least monthly, especially if you're doing emails. I try to say monthly, weekly, if you can. Daily, I would stick for things like social media and stuff like that, not necessarily anything else. But if you have a social media strategy, you probably want to do it and show up daily. And you can schedule out some of this content using things like Buffer to make that more possible, because I know someone's saying, oh, I don't want to post every single day. But if you have a tool like Buffer, you can schedule this out on like one day a week, and then it'll go out throughout the week. And so you don't have to actually be there to, you know, reap the benefits from this inbound marketing strategy. It's just, here's the schedule I want to follow, and I'm going to let Buffer actually send it out. I'm just going to sit down for a few hours on Monday and knock out all my content creation, and then wham bam, thank you ma'am, you have a strategy. So basically it's just picking a timeline that works, that makes sense for you and your ability, and make sure that you don't stretch yourself too thin and that you have time to create content for other things like your clients. And then it's time to create the content, which is usually easier said than done. This is probably the hardest part for a lot of people, is sitting down to really create the content, produce the content. How do you like create the entire thing around the content? If you looked at last Thursday's podcast with Danielle Wallace, she was really helpful. She had a lot of great insight as to how to create this content. And then Sarah Stickler's episode, we talked about content creation for a little bit in that episode as well. So it's another great resource for you guys if you're kind of stuck on like how to create the content in a way that won't make you like pull your hair out because you feel insane. So I love content creation, but I know it does take a little bit of time. So personally, what I do is I kind of start off with like a structured brain dump and get all my ideas out on paper and kind of prompt myself with questions. And I talked about this on Instagram, on my Instagram for the Ambitious Freelancer, starting off with kind of like a brain dump. Then I kind of put all this content in Asana, all these ideas in Asana, and then I, you know, take a step back because, you know, I don't want to go right into it. Then I organize it, kind of putting it into monthly themes, something that Danielle talked about in her episode last week. And so basically I go through that and I just kind of pick out ideas, pick out themes, and kind of try to make it make sense. I could do this in like a few month chunks just so I have like an idea of what I'm doing for the next few months, and that way I can get ahead if I want to. And then from there, it's all about creating the content. It's about outlining the content. So usually I have like a how-to, or I do like a listicle where it's like 7 ways to or 5 ways to do this. So, you know, my content pieces are usually around 1,000 to 1,500 words. So they're not really long. And that's really helpful because I don't have to go into so much detail. And then from there, I can just slowly create that content. And I love to use Brain FM, which is my favorite, like just background noise. I put that on and then I just write. And you know, that's one thing for writing. Obviously, it's a little bit different when you do videos and podcasts and other stuff. So some ideas, Latasha James recently put out a course about video marketing. She was on the podcast a few months ago at this point. I love Latasha. I'm taking that course. It's really amazing so far. It's a mini course. It's about $25, so very affordable. If you want to get into podcast creation, Sarah Seckler put out a really awesome new course recently called Pretty Simple Podcast. It is on the bit of the expensive side. At first it was cheaper. Right now I believe it's like, she did like this tiered pricing structure for it, and so it was cheaper a few weeks ago, and I did post about it. It's $297, and it's called Pretty Simple Podcast, and it's all about creating a podcast from scratch. And if you've seen her podcast, Mindful Productivity Podcast, you know she sounds amazing, and she's always really great with her podcasts. They're really amazing. Her courses are really amazing. I really encourage you guys to go check out Pretty Simple Podcast if you ever wanted to create your own podcast. And I just enjoy all of her courses and what she offers. I've taken a few of her courses at this time, and I am always a really big advocate of the content that she puts out because she does put a lot of energy and effort into everything she does. So if you're interested in podcasting and like how to get started with a podcast, I really encourage you guys to check out that. I don't know if I have any other recommendations for like blog posts or social media, I guess. Latasha James also has like this free like DIY or social strategy course as well. It's free. It kind of starts into her other course. It's called like a Journey Social, but that's more for like social media managers. So just social media in general. I think DIY or social media, which is her free course, is really helpful for like putting together like a simple DIY strategy for your social media. So that could be a possibility. But courses on things like Udemy and LinkedIn Learning, and slipped my mind, but Udemy and Skillshare maybe has some different courses on things like blog posts, podcasting, videos, emails, social media. There are so many places to find online courses right now. And yeah, I would just try to look into different ones for the things that you want to do. So whatever it is that you want to offer. So I love creating content. It is very fun to just sit down and write. and get it out loud on paper. So I encourage you guys to, you know, create content if that is what you want to do. So next is to promote the content, because you can't just create content, expect people to show up. You need to promote it, because otherwise you're just going to have some content. It's going to fall flat and no one's going to look at it. No one's going to know it exists. If you want your content to lead to actual sales, you need to promote your content and you need to promote it well. So one of the biggest things is search engine optimization. I really encourage you guys to submit your site. If you have it, if you're using a website for this, like a blog post or videos that you're sharing on your site, I encourage you to submit your site anyway, even if it's very small, to Google Search Console. That is like my A1 piece of social search engine optimization advice, because Google will find out about your site eventually. But why wait when you could just submit your site to Google and Google will get updates about it all the time and you won't have to do anything. You won't have to wait until they find out, because I'm telling you that SEO is amazing. SEO is everything. People go to Google all the time. You can also submit it to places like Yahoo and other search engines, but I think that if you stop at Google Search Console, you'll be A-okay. I get quite a bit of search traffic to the Happy Arkansan, and most of it comes from Google. I do have a little bit from other search engines, but most of it, and I mean like thousands and thousands of page views a month, come from Google. And so tens of thousands, if you will. So SEO is definitely my top priority when it comes to that and Amanda Crossco, because a lot of my traffic to Amanda Crossco comes from Google as well. Also, social media and email marketing and sending your content to influential people. All really great tips and tricks for promoting the content. And then also creating content for other publications, being on other people's podcasts, being on other people's blogs, being on other people's videos. All really great ways to get traffic back to your videos and your podcasts and your blog posts. So I really think it's important to swap and figure out ways to, you know, guest post on influential sites, especially sites that your target audience might be checking out and might find you from. So it really depends on who you are and what kind of freelancing you do. I think for me, this is kind of challenging, because I think that a lot of the sites that people would view are sites that I'd actually also want to work with for money. But at the same time though, I am also a writer for many publications, and I get to put my name and a link to my website back on that too. So even if you're doing stuff for like clients and they allow you to put your name and have a bio, link back to your site, you guys, you can do that. And they encourage it. Your clients will probably encourage that too. So if that's still a backlink, you guys, I have so many backlinks to some pretty cool websites because of just linking it in my bio. So that's another option as well. And depending on your clients, they probably have really good SEO ratings. So that's also really great for your website. So those are some ideas on how to promote the content. I talked about this a little bit on probably the Happy Arkansan and promoting content. And there's so much you can get out there about promoting content. Join a Tailwind tribe, post on Pinterest, post on Twitter, post on all the social media sites. Just really get your content out there, because that's actually how you're going to get inbound marketing started. Because inbound marketing is where people come to you, but you also have to do a little bit of promotion to get your content started and get your content out there. It doesn't just happen overnight. So yeah, I hope that you guys enjoyed that little bit of content about how to promote your content. So there you have it, another episode of The Ambitious Freelancers and the books. And I was so excited to chat with you guys about just creating that inbound marketing strategy that's going to bring in customers, bring in people who are interested in your business to your website, so that you have to do a little less work, so that you can build more awareness of your business and grow your brand, grow your business, grow your wallet. That's what we're all about here. So I hope that you guys found this helpful and that you're excited for another great month of podcasts, and I'll see you next Thursday. Bye.